This is the Ethanol Report. The 74th annual Sturgis Motorcycle Rally was recently held in Sturgis, South Dakota, and the Renewable Fuels Association was there once again. Chuck Zimmerman talked with RFA Director of Market Development Robert White about this year's event.
Robert, we've just concluded another Sturgis Motorcycle Rally. Unfortunately, I didn't get to go this year, but I'm putting it on the calendar already for next year. In looking back at it now, from your perspective, what are some of the interesting stories, especially, you know, with the kinds of activities that RFA sponsors there?
Well, we did a very similar activity slate as we had the year before. We sponsored the Legends Ride, which is the local charity ride for Special Olympics and the Black Hills Motorcycle Museum. And we did the free fuel happy hours where we gave a tank full of 93 octane, 10% ethanol to anyone on a motorcycle on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And we had other things like banner placements, announcements, radio interviews, and whatnot. But one of the unique things that we really started to see come to light this year is that the education to the riders is actually taking a new life. And we're seeing riders talking to riders. And I really had three interesting stories that came about, all from riders. The first one, the guy pulls up on Wednesday at our pre-fuel happy hours. He had one of our shirts on from previous years. I recognized him. He recognized me. And he proceeds to tell us that he started quite the ruckus in his camping area the night before. And I thought I was going to get quite the story of some other type of form. And what he said was he was going to be late joining his buddies or his fellow campers the next day for a ride because he was going to stop by and see us and get some fuel. And at least one or two of the fellow campers told him that was a bad idea and how bad this ethanol was for his motorcycle. He said, I kind of came unglued on him. He goes, this guy talked me into trying it last year. I actually got two tanks from him before I left, and I've been using it this entire last year without any issue. And we actually had one gentleman come up. He had a two-week-old Harley, and he had rode it with his buddies out, and the Harley dealer told him not to use ethanol. And he said, I want to hear your response to that. I want to hear your defense of that. And I said, well, why would you believe me? And he got a weird look on his face, and his buddy standing behind him started grinning. And he goes, I don't follow you. And I said, well, I didn't engineer your motorcycle. I didn't put the parts together. I'm not providing a warranty for that motorcycle. And he finally kind of started nodding his head, and he goes, nor is the dealership. And I said, you're exactly right. I said, what does Harley tell you? And he goes, I figured you were going to go there. He goes, I looked it up. It says I can use up to 10% ethanol. I said, well, I know who I would believe here, but that's up to you. And we talked a little bit more, and eventually we got interrupted, and they went their own way. And then another hour later, here they all came and fueled. And, you know, that's a good example of most people would, you know, stick with the dealership. They got to know something more than Harley even knows. Well, Harley's been doing this a long time, as has Victory, Indian, even the customs that we see. They know what fuel is going to be most prominent out there, what fuel is going to be the least expensive, highest octane options for these motorcycles, and it's going to be ethanol.
So what else happened out at Sturgis this year from the RFA standpoint?
Well, we did have a lot of, we redid the banners around the Jumbotron so they could be seen better, and there was a little more light on them. We actually have photos of Zach Brown Band and Alice Cooper and Motley Crue and ZZ Top with the ethanol messaging around it. We saw a bump in website activity, and we really took a lot of time and effort around our social media when Facebook and Twitter this year. You know, we continue to have a great response to the Buffalo Chip from the ownership and management there, and Ron Woodruff, you know, always known as Woody. He again relayed that, you know, he really loves the ethanol sponsorship and, of course, the very unique free fuel happy hours that we do at the Buffalo Chip. And he really likes the sponsorship simply because it's something he can really relate to. He might not drink Red Bull. He might not have Jack Daniels as his favorite whiskey. But when it comes to ethanol, it's something he uses every day. And all his engines that he personally owns and all the engines that are obviously non-diesel at the Buffalo Chip. And it's just something that resonates well with a lot of folks that it has his personal stamp of approval on it as well. And, of course, this year we did the T-shirts. We had a brand-new design. I gave away over 500 of those, handed out koozies to the dignitaries at and other ethanol stuff at the Legends Ride Party. All in all, just a good, great another year where we had plenty of good stories to take home with us. And probably the most interesting thing that came about of this year was the American Motorcyclists Association, who's been banging the anti-E15 drum now for well over 3 years and always tends to put out a release during Sturgis. This year, it was an RFA-related release, and they encouraged riders to come fuel with our quote-unquote AMA-approved fuel. But beware, because it had to be secretly about pushing them to E15. And what was funny was they were giving out sample tweets for AMA members to send so we would see and told them to tell them AMA sent them there. Well, we didn't have any of that. But what was funny is when I called out AMA on Twitter once I saw their release, the release mysteriously disappeared overnight from their website. They are another example of they're using the fear of potentially having E15 in the motorcycle, that misfueling opportunity, and using it to sell memberships. You can only sell so many memberships from helmet law debates. They needed a new stick, and we saw last year when they had their lobby day when Big Food provided their lunch and Big Oil sponsored their whole entire activity that day. We know that there's, you know, obviously more to it than just the ethanol message. But again, this year, we focused on education. 10% can go in motorcycles and all gas engines. E15 is for 2001 and newer vehicles, and E85 is for flex fuel vehicles. And we also had signage there that said, hey, here are the other five fuels that you might run into at a retail gas station in South Dakota that's not approved for e-motorcycles. So just be educated, read your owner's manuals, and know what fuel you can and can't use, regardless of what engine platform it is.
Well, before we close, let's just look ahead, because it's my understanding it's a big milestone for the motorcycle rally, and they're anticipating, you know, what's already a huge crowd to just become way larger for this milestone anniversary.
Yeah, next year is the 75th anniversary of the Sturgis Motorcycle Rally, and they're anticipating crowds that could be up to triple what they have been in past years. And for myself as a rider that's navigated the Black Hills and with the crowds over the years, it's very hard for me to even fathom what that could possibly look like. And I know from yourself being out there, that's just it's just mind-boggling that those numbers could be there. But at the same time, it gives us a great opportunity to also step up our game. We've got some ideas that we're floating around with the Buffalo Chip and others in the community to make our presence even stronger for next year to anticipate those larger numbers. But there's no doubt that there will be a lot of people there next year that we can deliver our message to.
Mm-hmm. Anything else about RFA's participation in Sturgis, working with the motorcycle community at probably one of their premier and highest visibility events of the year we didn't touch on? Or?
Well, no, there's a lot of photos, a lot of interviews out there. I encourage folks to just looking around if they got any questions. Look to chooseethanol.com for more on ethanol and motorcycles or ethanol and any other engines. And if anyone's planning on attending the 75th anniversary, while it is 350-some-odd days out, we'd appreciate them getting involved and ask them to reach out to us.
I'm Cindy Zimmerman with the Ethanol Report.